This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Presiding Judge Nawaf Salam of the United Nations highest court said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal and should be withdrawn as soon as possible in its strongest findings to date on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The advisory opinion by judges at the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, also known as the World Court, was not binding. But it carries weight under international law and could weaken support for Israel. The court said Israel's obligations include paying restitution for harm and the evacuation of all settlers from existing settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement, "The Jewish nation cannot be an occupier in its own land." Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as fundamentally wrong and one-sided. The World Court said the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance towards maintaining it.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. A strict curfew is in place across Bangladesh after days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Military forces are patrolling parts of the capital, Dhaka, to quell further unrest. The clashes have seen police firing at the protesters, filling the streets and university campuses in Dhaka and other cities. Authorities have also moved to block online communications by banning mobile and internet services. Media reports say several people were killed on Friday alone, with one broadcaster citing as many as 43 people dead. Friday was likely the bloodiest day of demonstrations in the week since students began demonstrating against the government jobs quota system they say favors allies of the ruling party. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israeli forces attacked several areas across the Gaza Strip on Saturday, killing at least 30 Palestinians, according to health officials. Israeli military strikes across Gaza killed 37 Palestinians in the past 24 hours and destroyed several houses. In Al-Nusayr camp in central Gaza Strip, an airstrike on the multi-floor building wounded several people, including two local journalists, rescue workers said. Europe's airports are rushing to get back on track after Friday's global tech disruption. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Some of Europe's biggest airports' operations are more or less returning to normal. Europe's busiest, London's Heathrow Airport, say passengers are smoothly getting on with their journeys. But other UK airports warn of potential last-minute cancellations. At the heart of the massive disruption is CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm providing software to companies worldwide. CrowdStrike says the outage happened when it deployed a faulty update, noting the issue was not a security incident or a cyber attack. Mimi Montgomery, London.
There are labor issues in the, quote, happiest place on earth. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
14,000 Disneyland workers might not be going to work after authorizing a strike during contract negotiations. The negotiations are dragging on in California between Disney and four unions representing ride operators, store clerks, ticket takers, parking attendants, and other employees. The vote is to give union leaders the option of calling a walkout if negotiations stall. Both sides are back at the bargaining table Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An increased security detail should be expected among measures taken by the U.S. Secret Service, but for former President Donald Trump's Saturday rally. Jason Russell, a former agent and security analyst, told Reuters on Friday.
Especially given it's the first post-convention event, the first event with the new VP nominee, and obviously a week away from, you know, the assassination attempt, I think you're going to see a lot of security in place here for this event.
The rally takes place almost a week after an attempt on the former president's life during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump's right ear was wounded amidst the barrage of gunshots, and one attendee was killed. Since then, the Secret Service has faced scrutiny for what appears to be a lapse in security arrangements. Chinese authorities say 11 people have died in the partial collapse of a highway bridge in the country's northwest following heavy storms and flooding on Friday. Five vehicles that fell off the bridge have been recovered, and rescue operations are still underway Saturday with up to 30 people still missing. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.